Appendix B, Joint Air Ground Integration Center Systems Configuration, Joint C2 and Army Mission Command Systems. The following explanations for JADC systems and systems external to the JADC are by no means all-encompassing. Systems integration is challenging work, and the training required to integrate and operate JADC systems is extensive. This appendix is designed for the uninitiated to gain a working understanding for at least some of the system capabilities and requirements within the JADC. Joint C2 and Army Mission Command Systems explanation begins with the Theater Battle Management Core Systems, TBMCS. TBMCS are force-level integrated air C2 systems. While most TBMCS do not reside in the JADC, several sub-applications do. The TBMCS provides hardware, software, and communications interfaces to support the preparation, modification, and dissemination of the force-level air battle plan. The air battle plan includes the air tasking order and airspace control order. The TBMCS supports the development and sharing of a relevant COP of theater air and service activity. Common TBMCS applications and interfaces provide a network for joint force data sharing. The TBMCS intelligence and targeting applications at the theater JFAC level, at the ASOC, and at the Direct Air Support Center support the coordination of precision engagement fires, safe passage zones, and near real-time warnings of impending air attack. The air and surface surveillance and weapons coordination engagement options enable synchronized operations and employment of the correct weapons for each target to generate the desired effects. The primary users of TBMCS sub-applications in the JADC are the SAD, the procedural controllers, the Air Force Airspace Manager, the Air Tasking Order Manager, ATOM, the JARNO, Interface Control Technician, and the Air Force ASOC Intelligence Officer or Technician. The primary sub-applications used in TBMCS include the WARP, the Web-Based Airspace Deconfliction, and the Execution Status and Monitoring Tool. TBMCS Web Air Request Processor. The WARP is an application used by warfighting units to submit, process, and monitor immediate air support requests. The ASOC also uses it for assigning aircraft to support immediate air support requests. The primary purpose of the WARP is to support immediate air support requests. However, the WARP is also used to track pre-planned air tasking order missions supported by the ASOC. TBMCS Web-Based Airspace Deconfliction. The Web-Based Airspace Deconfliction application is used to construct and manage four-dimensional latitude, longitude, altitude, and time airspaces and determine if conflicts exist between airspaces. It provides deconfliction analysis based on estimated launch times and routes. It uses minimal amounts of data, including the departure base, the estimated time of departure, the target location, and the estimated arrival time at the final landing location. TBMCS Execution Status and Monitoring Tool. The Execution Status and Monitoring Tool is the software application that allows the user to display, manage the ATO, and update the mission status of airborne assets. The Triad of Systems for Fires and Airspace Deconfliction in the JADC. The next three systems, JADOCS, AFATADS, and TAIS, are JADC systems instrumental to the execution of fires concurrent with airspace user integration. When any combination of these systems are unavailable, the JADC uses external data sources to continue the scheme of fires, scheme of maneuver, and air battle plan. Joint Automated Deep Operations Coordination System. The JADOCS facilitates the integration of fires. JADCs use JADOCS to coordinate the timely execution of targets of opportunity, high payoff targets, and high value targets. JADOCS allows for internal and external coordination and execution of targets by providing a suite of tools and interfaces for horizontal and vertical integration across functional areas. JADOCS has the capability to receive and/or import the ATO and ACO, as well as subscribe to the division DDS to receive data from other Mission Command Information Systems, MCIS, and Army Battle Command Systems, ABCS. The primary users of JADOCS are the SAD, ATOM, Air Force Airspace Manager, Interdiction Coordinator, Procedural Controllers, Targeting Officer, ASOC Intelligence NCO, and the JADC Chief. Other JAGIC positions, such as the Aviation LNO or UAS LNO, that do not use AFATADS, TAEUS, or other designated system, may use JADOCS to maximize the use of a common system for coordination of fires and airspace integration. Advanced Field Artillery Tactical Data System. The AFATADS is a multi-service integrated fire support system that processes fire missions, air support requests, and other related information to coordinate and maximize the use of all fire support assets. AFATADS meets the needs of the JAGIC fire cell by using critical resources in managing, collecting, and passing vital fire support data throughout fire support channels, initiating fire missions, and sharing target information. AFATADS can create, store, and check FSCMs and ACMs. It can also identify control and coordination measure violations during fire mission processing. If needed, AFATADS can process immediate air support requests to the JAGIC and ASOC. Furthermore, the AFATADS supports planning, execution, movement control, artillery mission support, field artillery fire direction operations, and target analysis and engagement. It is interoperable with all fire subsystems, including gun display units, artillery fire control systems, firefinder radar, airborne target handover system, and the forward observer system. It interoperates with the ABCS suite. The system also interoperates with joint-level automated systems, such as TBMCS, and the Global Command and Control System, GCCS. The primary user of AFATADS in the JAGIC is the Fire Control NCO. AFATADS can process digital coordination requests for airspace deconfliction with the TAEUS and receive the Airspace Control Overlay, an ACO, from TAEUS. Tactical Airspace Integration System. The TAEUS Airspace Workstation provides automated airspace control planning and enhanced airspace control execution. TAEUS is used to process airspace control means requests and integrate ACMs. TAEUS is also used to develop unit airspace plans and coordinate ACMs with higher headquarters and the ACA. TAEUS interfaces with Army and Joint Command and Control systems. It is integrated through the Army Air Ground Systems and provides a direct link to the Theater Air Ground System through an interface with the TBMCS. It also has an added civil and government interagency capability. For the JAGIC, TAEUS provides a visual three-dimensional airspace picture with near real-time air tracks. TAEUS combines multiple input sources into a single airspace picture for situational awareness and airspace control to include deconflicting airspace for immediate fire missions and fratricide avoidance. The primary TAEUS user is the airspace element. Tactical Air Control Party Close Air Support System. The TACP-CAS is a digital machine-to-machine close air support and surface-to-surface field artillery targeting system. It receives and transmits digital joint tactical airstrike requests from forward-deployed JTACs and allows digital communications between aircraft and ground command elements via Link 16, Situation Awareness Data Link, Variable Message Format, and the ANPRC-117 portable radio. The TACP-CAS communicates with the TBMCS, Air Defense System Integrator, and the AFATADS. The primary TACP-CAS users are the JARNO, Interface Control Technician, and the Division JTAC. Air and Missile Defense Workstation. The AMDUS is the AMD component of the Land WARNET Battle Command System, which provides the tactical picture of aircraft and missile tracking and alert information to the battlefield users down to the soldier and platform level. The AMDUS incorporates situational awareness information from many sources: the Joint Data Link Network, JDN, the MCIS network, national intelligence assets, and tactical and strategic sensors, providing a CTP combined with automated planning tools for commanders at all echelons. The AMDUS provides tactical initialization of AMD coverage, so strategic and tactical missile systems are able to comply with operations orders and weapon employment directives issued by Army or Joint Forces headquarters. The primary AMDUS users are the AMD officer and the AMD NCO. Forward Area Air Defense Command and Control. The FADC2 provides automated engagement operations and force operations capabilities. The engagement operations capabilities include real-time early warning and target queuing information to short-range air defense weapon systems, friendly aircraft identification, and air battle management. The force operations capabilities include automated planning and interoperability with other C2 systems. the FADC2 effectively uses joint and multinational operations by processing air picture information from Air Force and Navy aircraft and from high to medium altitude air defense sources such as the Patriot missile system. The FADC2 uses three modes of operation: the Commander's Engagement Operations and Identification Authority System in the AMD Fire Operations Center as part of the Counter Rocket, Artillery, Mortar, CRAM family of systems, or as part of the Brigade Atom Cell. The primary FADC2 users are the AMD Officer and AMD NCO. Command Post of the Future. The CPOF is an Army executive-level decision support system providing situational awareness and collaborative tools to support decision-making. The CPOF is used to display all unit COPs. CPOF enables warfighters to visualize the battlefield and plan the mission through a dynamic view of critical resources and events. Collaborators across echelons and distances can maintain situational awareness while automating many daily tasks. CPOF is the integrator of all of the Army Mission Command information systems. CPOF does not communicate directly with other Army systems in the JAGIC. Rather, CPOF, AFATADS, AMDUS, and TAIS exchange information by publishing and subscribing to the DDS. While CPOF is the primary system within the COIC, it is not a primary JAGIC execution system. JAGIC airmen and most JAGIC soldiers use a range of other USAF and Army information systems to accomplish tasks. Several Army members of the JAGIC use CPOF to collaborate with other members of the COIC, FUOPS, and subordinate units, while also ensuring that a COP is maintained between the JAGIC and the rest of the COIC. Though not required, the AMD officer, aviation officer, airspace officer, or JAGIC member without a specific system may use CPOF to remain nested with the COIC. Note: it is not recommended that the JAGIC chief be tied to a CPOF terminal. Standing in place and conferring with other JAGIC members is the best way to maintain situational awareness and make decisions.